Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta.
First up, a story that could reshape India's fighter jet ambitions. India, after Operation Sindoor, is exploring a partnership with French aerospace giant Safran to enhance its engine-building capabilities and to develop engines for its next-gen Tejas light combat aircraft, LCA, Mk2 fighters for the Indian Air Force, IAF. Top defense sources told me that this potential collaboration with Safran seeks to expand India's options as it looks to speeden up and enlarge the manufacturing assembly line of indigenous fighter jets. US-based aerospace and defense major GE Aerospace supplied the engines for the Tejas Mk1 and is also contracted for the more advanced in-production Tejas Mk1A variant, 80 of which were ordered by the IAF in 2021. Delays in GE's engine supply, however, delayed the IAF's induction timelines for new fighter jets. The Safran push, if it works out, marks a new shift after Operation Sindoor as India fast-tracks armament upgrades and also re-evaluates the reliability of foreign defense partners for supplies as well as transfer of technology. Pavan Burgula brings us an intriguing development from the corporate world. Former Chief Justice Uday U. Lalit, in a legal opinion shared with Shapoorji Pallonji Group, has opined that the RBI is duty-bound to consider the group's concerns regarding Tata Sons bid to avoid mandatory listing. Lalit's legal opinion states that Tata Sons should be treated as an entity with indirect access to public funds due to its interconnectedness with listed group companies. The RBI must consider the interests of investors before deciding on Tata Sons' application to surrender its core investment company license. Tata Sons has applied for exemption from mandatory listing by October. With the monsoon arriving 8 days ahead of schedule this year, the earliest in 16 years, check out Lovisha Darad's piece on what this means for the markets, rural demand and consumption-led sectors, whether it will mean a market storm or just a drizzle. Also read Ishan Gera's take on why a normal monsoon or early onset doesn't always translate to bumper crop yields, as distribution and timing of rainfall play a major role. India's battle against obesity is set to get a new ally. Danish pharma giant Novo Nordisk plans to launch its blockbuster weight loss drug Wegovy in India within weeks, reports Vishwanath Pillai. With the patent for semaglutide, the active ingredient in Wegovy, expiring in India in March 2026, Novo Nordisk is racing against time to establish its market presence, competing directly with Eli Lilly's Mounjaro. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, speaking exclusively to Money Control, says that he will soon be discussing a potential second semiconductor project with Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekaran. Assam already hosts one Tata Group semiconductor assembly and testing facility, and Aihiksur reports that the state has launched a new policy offering a 60% top-up over the central government's production-linked incentive scheme to attract investors. On Dalal Street, cash market turnover on bourses surged to an 8-month high in May, reports Ravindra Sonavane. The average daily turnover of BSE and NSE cash segments rose 8% to 1,16,000 crore rupees, with benchmark indices gaining more than 2.5% and broader markets outperforming. India has emerged as the top investment destination among emerging markets for global family offices, with 28% planning to boost exposure to the country over the next 12 months, reports Ashish Rukayal. West Asian family offices are leading the charge, with 43% looking to boost their India allocation. In contrast, only 18% of family offices plan to increase exposure to China. SEBI is preparing to revamp its block deal framework to inject flexibility into India's capital market, reports Brajesh Kumar. The regulator is considering altering the minimum size for block deals and wider price bands to ease the execution of large transactions, particularly in mid and small cap stocks. And finally, as we celebrate India taking its place as the world's fourth largest economy, also read Manas Chakravarti's sobering piece on how the milestone comes with a K-shaped reality. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.